Good morning. It's time for chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. The Reverend Dr. Mark Wood is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
Our reading this morning is from the third chapter of 1 John. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we shall see him as he is. And everyone who thus hopes in him purifies himself as he is pure. O Lord, have mercy on us. Well, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Who do you think you are? As a 12, 13-year-old boy, I heard this on occasion, and I knew that this question was, well, an admonishment. It was pointing out to me that I was being arrogant, that I was thinking too highly of myself, that I overstepped my boundaries. I didn't know my place. I didn't know my role. And it was meant to put me in my place. Who do you think you are was meant to lower my opinion of myself. But today, who do you think you are has an altogether different meaning. Today it's a different question. It's a question that really hit me home with me when I was talking with my daughter recently. See, she's a counselor, and she's been working with young women, these girls, really, 12, 13, 14 years old. And the big thing she's dealing with is identity. They're struggling with their identity in a lot of different ways, you know, but it seems more and more the struggle that our young people are having with identity has to do with their sexual identity, right down to their gender. You know, what gender should I be? And there's not just two choices anymore. See, identity has become a hot topic, and these girls feel this tremendous pressure at 12, 13, 14 years old to choose this identity. Who do you think you are becomes this invitation to figure out for themselves. What do you want to be? To self-identify as something. Isn't that the new norm, the self-identification? And look at the disastrous results already of people self-identifying. So rather than putting a person in their place, who do you think you are is meant to encourage them to identify themselves, to define themselves. Who do you think you are is the mantra of a perverse generation's search for meaning, purpose, joy, and happiness. All the things that are absent from their lives now. And they hope that by redefining themselves, by choosing their own identity, that one day those things will be theirs, that they'll have that elusive joy, that they'll have a sense of purpose, they'll have this meaning, that all in this identity that they define for themselves. But it cannot. It cannot, and it will not. Because no matter what people do, no matter how they identify themselves, no matter what they think they are or who they think they are, they cannot escape their identity as unrighteous. But that's what the scripture calls us, unrighteous. But who do you think you are is also a question for us. See, the identity crisis going on out there in the world around us is fueling our own identity crisis. See, we're just as confused as those 13-year-old girls wrestling with who they are. For we wrestle with all sorts of accusations. Accusations of being unloving, of being hypocrites, of being haters, of being phobes, whatever that might mean. And that's what the world thinks of you. The world sees you, identifies you, Christian, as a hater, as phobic, as hypocritical, as unloving, irrelevant. But see, the world doesn't know us. That's what we read in God's Word today. The world doesn't know us because it doesn't know Him. And if they don't know Christ, then how can they know us? Because our identity is wrapped up in Him. This is who we are. And if the world doesn't know Christ, it certainly isn't going to know us. But we shouldn't let that lead us into thinking too little of ourselves. We shouldn't let the world define us. For Christ has defined us. Sadly, we don't think of ourselves as we ought to think of ourselves, as we truly are. Instead, we confuse what we do with who we are. And we've let our sins define how we see ourselves. If you steal, you think of yourself as a thief. If you speak falsely, you think of yourself as a liar. If you want too much for yourself, you think of yourself as greedy. If you drink excessively, you may think of yourself as a drunk. If you use pornography, you may think of yourself as sexually immoral. If you put other things before God in your life, you think of yourself as an idolater. It's so easy to identify ourselves in these ways. This 1 Corinthians 6 reminds us, do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of God. What do you think of yourself? Start by understanding that that's what we were. We were unrighteous. We were idolaters. We were fornicators. We were adulterers. We were greedy. We were all these terrible things. But that's not who you are now. You've been washed, buried with Christ in the waters of baptism, raised to a new life. You've been sanctified. You are, in the words of today's reading, God's children now. See, this resolves our whole identity problem. We are God's children now. This is not some far off, distant, future thing. It's a present reality. He has lavished His love on you, washing you in the waters of baptism and filling you with His own body and blood given for you. His love, not the world, not your sins, His love defines who you are. As we read today, see what kind of love the Father has given to you. Take a look at this love. Don't look at the world and all its clueless judgments of you. Don't even look at what you've done, good or bad. But look to your Father and look at the love that He has lavished on you in Christ Jesus. Because whatever you think you are, whatever the world says you are, whatever you're being accused of, look at the love that assures you that you are forgiven. You are as pure as He is pure. And you are a child of God, now and forever. God has said so, and so you are. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. Today we pray for Chaplain Patrick Flynn, who is deployed. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.
Did you know that many LCMS military personnel and their families are unable to receive Word and Sacrament ministry due to the lack of LCMS chaplains? Ministry to the Armed Forces is looking for pastors who will answer the call to serve as a chaplain to provide Word and Sacrament ministry to the men and women who selflessly serve our nation. Find out more about this exciting ministry by contacting me, Chaplain Craig Mueller, at lcmschaps@lcms.org. That is, lcmschaps@lcms.org.